This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The U.S. Senate is now considering a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes in hopes of getting it through a narrowly divided chamber. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in her role as Senate President, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Joe Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argued the bill's too big with too much money for non-virus related provisions. Small tsunami waves triggered by a series of powerful earthquakes hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island on Friday, and authorities said thousands of residents who had evacuated to higher ground could now return to their homes. Officials had warned that waves could reach 10 feet above high tide levels after the quakes, the strongest, a magnitude 8.1. But the largest waves have now passed. The National Emergency Management Agency said it downgraded the threat level. There were no reports immediately of damage or casualties from the quakes. A decade ago, a magnitude 6.3 quake killed 185 people in the South Island city of Christchurch. President Biden has asked senior officials to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border and brief him on the government response to the influx of unaccompanied minors and steps to ensure their safety and care. Biden's administration facing criticism from Democrats and activists who say unaccompanied migrant children and families are being held too long in detention centers instead of being released while their asylum applications are considered. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The North Dakota House has expelled state lawmaker accused of threatening and sexually harassing women at the Capitol. The resolution to expel the Republican representative, Luke Simons, was approved by more than a 2-to-1 margin on Thursday. It was the first time since statehood a lawmaker has been expelled. Simons denied wrongdoing and refused Republican leaders' calls to resign. Confidence in COVID-19 vaccines is growing, with people's willingness to have the shots increasing as they are rolling out across the world, and concerns about possible side effects appear to be fading. A 14-country survey by Imperial College London's Institute of Global Health Innovation and the polling firm YouGov showed on Friday trust in COVID-19 vaccines has risen, in 9 of the 14 countries covered, including France, Japan, and Singapore, which had previously had low levels of confidence. People in France, Singapore, and Japan are currently most worried about side effects, with around 6 in 10 feeling concerned, while Britain is the least concerned. The latest survey involved more than 13,000 people in Australia, Britain, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Singapore, South Korea, Spain, and Sweden. Demonstrations against Myanmar's military junta took place across the country on Thursday in the wake of what the United Nations described as the bloodiest day since the February 1st coup. At least 38 people were killed across Myanmar during Wednesday's protests. Witnesses said security forces used live ammunition as well as rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowds. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar's Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to be obtained hard to get license in order to ship certain items to Myanmar. Two companies are among those controlled by the military. Meantime, Thomas Andrews, the U.N. human rights investigator on Myanmar, said Security Council during its Friday meeting needs to impose a global arms embargo. Myanmar's military overthrew the civilian government and the tensions of its de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and other high-ranking officials of her National League of Democracy Party a month ago. The military has claimed widespread fraud in last November's election. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.